Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Wednesday, October 18th, 2006. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and these messages are prepared by my wife and I. I'm Stephen Weber, my wife Brooke Seen. Although she's not with me today to read the podcast, she had to leave to take her daughter for a follow-up appointment. Today's message is titled, Salvaging Lives. The scripture text is Romans 8, verse 37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Help me salvage this life, a pleading father asked me recently. What an expression of love and care. And salvaging lives is at the heart of what ministry is all about. Today's message is for some special people who need to be reminded of a wonderful spiritual truth. In the world, there's a tendency to view some people as losers. And in fact, there are many people who see themselves in this way. Please hear the word of the Lord today. Although some of you will be unable to identify with the burden I share, I urge you to read and pray for those who will. Danny came into our church one evening, invited by a caring friend who had reached out to him to salvage a life. He was racked by a series of difficult circumstances and poor choices. He was surely what the world would call a loser, and that's the way he saw himself. Addicted to heroin and dealing with a deadly disease, he was a sad sight to behold. I preached the gospel, and he responded to the altar call. What a wonderful transformation took place as he put his faith in Christ. We followed up on him, and since he didn't live near us, we helped him get grounded in a local church closer to where he lived. A few times he would come back to visit, and once, I still recall, he joyfully reported to our congregation, "They made me an usher." Today, some of you are very discouraged. It may be nothing like Danny's circumstances, but you really do see yourself as a loser. You just don't know when it's going to turn around for you. You've placed your faith in Christ, beginning the salvage process, and yet circumstances just don't seem to be working out. You're like the biblical character who in a moment of weariness and despair said, and I quote, "I have had enough, Lord," end quote. You're weighed down by pounding waves of trials. Life has just not seemed fair to you. All these things in the daily text, the Apostle Paul is referring to, is delineated a few verses earlier. He says trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword. The essence of any situation we've ever encountered or ever will is really included in this list. But the inspired scriptures declare that we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. That's true. Regardless of any circumstances we encounter, or how we view ourselves, or how others may view us. That's the good news I share with you today. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. He continues to salvage lives. And Brooke Seen did write a prayer before she left today. And I'll read it today, and I urge you and welcome you to pray along with me. Father, your grace is sufficient to meet all my needs in the midst of trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, and sword. I am truly more than a conqueror because of your love for me. I choose to believe your word and apply its wondrous truths to my life. I reject Satan's cunning lies that seek to convince me that I am an exception to your redemptive power, or that my troubles can never be repaired by your mighty hand. Your power is unbiased, all-reaching, and ever merciful to those who call upon you in times of trouble. I'm so grateful that your sufficiency exceeds my need. Thank you for salvaging my life. Amen. Well, it's a joy to share with you today, and hopefully, as is our goal to bring encouragement, Our website is www.dailyencouragement.net. Not a lot of additional material on the spot today. Often there are additional pictures or thoughts. I do encourage you to seek to identify that biblical character that made the statement, "I have had enough, Lord." Amazingly, ideally, if you can do so without looking it up, it is actually a quote directly from the New International Version. If you go to the site today, I give a little bit more of the context, but not the character or the reference, and I encourage people to consider who it might be and to inform me, and I make a point, extra pat on the back credit if you can do so without looking it up. But, of course, most will have to look it up, and I still honor you for doing that, noting a biblical character that also dealt with discouragement and despair even. Well, you have a blessed day today. May you continue to stay faithful to Christ, to be encouraged, and to realize that Christ is remaining to be in the salvaging business.